Welcome to St. Marcus Primary School Year 6 Podcast.
Welcome to St. Marcus Primary School Year 6 Podcast.
Hello, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening to wherever it is that you're listening to this. The Easter holidays are over. Chocolate has been devoured, and this is the third podcast from St. Michael's Primary School, Year 6. And here we are, another episode of our podcast, but it's a bit of a different one today, mainly because, well, I haven't actually been in school all this week. I've had a couple of chats, a couple of phone call conversations with Mrs. Lockhart, with Mr. Cumpsty, with actually with Vesper as well from 6B. So we're going to put those into the podcast for this week. But first of all, what about last week? Last week we had this as our introduction.
St. Michael's Primary School Year 6.
And our mystery person was...
It's me, Marley Baker Burton.
Well, I hope you got that one. But what about this week?
Welcome to St. Michael's Primary School Year 6 podcast.
Can you guess who it was? Why not? Send in a quick email. Put something onto our Google Classroom, children of Year 6, and let us know what you think. Plus, if you've got anything interesting that you would like to be included into the podcast, or even if you just wanted to say hello to other people, then send in a quick little message. Now, let's have that interview for this week. The interview this week is with Vespa. It's a bit of a different one. We did it over the phone. I was in the kitchen, and I have no idea where Vespa was, but... it was going to be obviously at home. So, without any further ado, here it is with Vespa.
Right, okay.
Oh, this is going to work really well, Vespa.
Yeah.
In fact, we can actually do this with far more people as well. Okay, okay. Now, how long has it been since you've been at school now? It's been how many weeks?
3 weeks, I think.
About 3 weeks. And on a scale of 1 to 10, how much have you been missing school?
10.
10 out of 10. Oh, I love it. This is superb. Why are you missing school so much? What's going on?
I don't really know. I just miss it.
Is it more around the people and your classmates, your friends, and constantly being around them?
Maybe.
Maybe. But... from what I understand, you have been doing loads and loads of stuff all at home. You've done this thing around photo paper and photosensitive paper.
Yeah.
And
basically got like a flat item and put it on some paper and then left it out in the sun. And it basically left its shape.
Bizarrely, the sort of thing that you're doing, I remember doing that as a GCSE in photography. And so we put all sorts of different things on top of this paper. So I think we put a flower on it. We put, I don't know, a comb on it, a pen on it. And is it, I can't remember which way around it is, but where the sun or the light gets the paper, is that the stuff that goes black or is that the stuff that goes white?
I think the object that you put on it, that's the part that goes white and then the background goes black.
Oh, superb. And is this the first time that you've actually done it?
Yeah.
Oh, and what has, have you seen any of the results just yet at all?
And
what
me and my brothers all made one and we used different objects and they all turned out quite well.
You've got to make sure that you take a photo of that and hand it in or at least put it onto the Google Classroom so that other people can see it as well. I find it amazing that you've actually had this stuff at home.
Yeah, I actually had it from ages ago. We never did it.
That is just so good to actually have in the back of the cupboard or, yeah, sort of in a drawer somewhere at home and to be able to use it. What sort of objects have you put on it so far? Have they all been very solid?
So we used a rubber, some Lego characters and a controller.
Ooh. I like the idea of the Lego characters and that. You could almost create your own picture from it as well.
Yeah.
Have you just been plonking bits and pieces on it, or have you been trying to design something so that it looks even more amazing?
With the Lego characters, we kind of made a like a scene, but then the rest of them, they were just put on there.
Nice. What about, have you got anything at home that is kind of a little bit, I don't know, translucent, so some light would be able to get through it, but not all the light? I don't know whether, I know, a piece of glass or something like that would actually, whether that would work or not.
Yeah.
And whether you'd get these sorts of greys in between. It could be something else. Now then, you are mega into your art, aren't you?
Yeah.
So what other arty type things have you been up to?
Well, usually I do different types of challenges in my sketchbook. So I've done this thing where I think of an animal for every letter of the alphabet and I try and draw one for as many days as I can.
Say that again. An animal for a letter of the alphabet. So, for example...
Animal for every letter of the alphabet.
Say that again?
An animal for every letter of the alphabet.
So, for B, what did you have?
Badger.
Oh, okay, badger. Badger.
Yeah.
Not a bird.
No.
No, that's a bit of a shame. Kind of missed a good opportunity there, you know.
But I think I'll have different types of birds for different, like...
So you've actually you're thinking about this properly rather than just thinking of pleasing your teacher and using his name.
Well, the part in the phone where there's an app called Notes where I wrote down all of them. Oh. And I think there were some different breeds of birds.
Cool. No, that'd be good. What letter are you up to at the moment?
F.
F. Oh, I don't know. I can only think of flamingo. What else could you do for an F?
I drew some fish because I'd already drawn two flamingos in my book.
Ah, flamingos. Flamingo's quite cool. What sort of fish did you do?
I don't really know. I just coloured like random colours and drew fish, random fish.
That is so cool. My daughter was sort of like Rosie. She was due to be having her GCSEs this year, and she does art for one of her GCSEs. And the topic that they were going to be doing was all about water and fish. She was looking at these different artists, who only specialised in fish. And there were some fantastic pictures sort of out there. For all of these things, I think she really liked the Japanese type style of koi carp.
And... yeah, I can't remember their name, koi or something. Yeah, those are really cool.
Yeah,
my nan actually has a few of those.
Oh, really?
Pond. Yeah.
I'm assuming that you do a lot of artwork, maybe to de-stress and things like that as well. Have you been doing that, or have you been finding being cooped up inside the house kind of a little bit hard at times? What have you been doing to de-stress and stay your usual fantastic self?
Usually I do draw for de-stress, but I draw like all the time, whether I'm like what, no matter what emotions I feel, because usually I don't get to do art as much. Because I'm usually busier, but because I've got so much free time, I like to draw a lot. Oh,
that's good. You must find that you're improving more and more because you're able to practice it so much.
Yeah.
Oh. Have you been running out of pencils and paint and these sorts of things since you've been doing so much artwork?
Well, there's this step in art called line art, and there are these pens that I usually use. Usually fine liners, but they're all running out. So I did, my mum ordered some for me with my pocket money, but they still haven't come yet.
Or is that from Amazon or something like that?
Yeah.
It may take a little while, but they'll come eventually, won't they? Have you been doing anything new? Any sort of like new hobbies at all, sort of over the last couple of...
There's this thing called quilling that I've started to do.
Cool,
kind
what?
Of crafty.
What's it called?
Quilling.
Is that with strips of paper?
Yes.
Oh, my life. I used to love that to a general sort of extent. Is that when you... No, you explain it to the listeners. You say it.
I only started yesterday because I don't know how to explain it properly, but you have, like, some strips of paper and you basically wind them up to make different shapes and then glue them together to make a big shape.
Yes, that is exactly it. That's exactly what I remember. I remember doing that at primary school as well, actually. So, yeah,
really?
you curl it all up, don't you? And then you can
yeah.
pinch certain parts of it as well, and you can make it
yeah.
into a teardrop type shape.
Yeah, that's what we're doing, actually, at the moment.
Oh, so fiddly as well. So fiddly.
Yeah.
You're going to have a lot of patience, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Sort of to actually do that. Presumably, that's something that is going to take a little bit of time to complete as well, isn't it? That's good, because I think with all of this, you know, we know that it's going to be a good few more weeks left, yeah, sort of this whole lockdown.
Yeah.
So having something like that, I think will be really quite good for you. Ooh,
yeah.
That is superb. What have you been getting out and about? Have you been getting out the house at all?
Yes, sometimes we go to the Bluebell Wood, which is really close to us. We recently discovered one.
Wow.
Was really close to us.
And are all the bluebells out at the moment?
Yes, they are. And the other day we walked Hans to it, but it's not super far, but it's still a couple of miles, so Hans is still really tired.
Oh, Hans is so tired. Mind you, he has got such tiny legs, I'm sure.
Yeah.
So something that would be, I don't know, a mile for you to walk. It's probably something like
yeah.
10 miles for little Hans.
Yeah.
Oh, bless. My daughter and wife were talking about dogs again the other day. Our cat's getting a little bit on the old side. And so it's not going to be too long until we're going to say goodbye to poor little Jessie.
Oh.
I know. But they're trying to convince me to get a little sausage dog. And I was,
10 years of convincing.
10 years of convincing? Is that how long it
yeah.
took you?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, in which case, if I say to them another 8 years, then everyone's a winner. Excellent. So how is little Hans? All good?
He's good, yeah. He was a little bit ill yesterday, but he's fine now.
Ooh, have you been feeding him something that you shouldn't have been?
Yeah.
Oh, what was it?
He was sick.
Ugh. In the house?
No, he's sick outside.
Oh, that's so fine then.
Yeah.
That's all okay. Superb. So, task-wise, on the home learning type tasks that we've been sending out to you, have you got a favourite task or a favourite lesson there that you've been doing?
Yeah, I always like to do the Get Creative one best because I love like drawing and writing.
Ah, nice. Do you have any ideas of what we could put as a task in the future? So is there a type of task or something that you're thinking, oh, I would really love this kind of task for everybody to do?
Maybe for the Get Creative, you could come up with like a scene and then ask for something around it and then write about like a story or something about it.
Okay, so you want something of a slightly
like a landscape.
Bigger landscape, something that you can actually get your teeth into a little bit more and write
yeah.
some sort of story. Okay,
yeah.
We can definitely do that. We can definitely do that then. So if you find any pictures that you think could be good, then yeah, maybe we can get that one all in there for everybody to then use. That should be
okay.
good. Anything else that you wanted to say at all before we log off and say goodbye to all the listeners?
Make sure to keep yourself busy and try not to get bored.
I think that's the trickiest bit, isn't it? Is
Yeah.
that with all of this time, it's making sure that you don't get bored and then don't get, and I kind of a little bit down. Have you been getting up in the morning at the same sort of times, or have you been having a bit of a lay in?
Usually between 7 and 8.
Nice. So that's okay. So you're trying to keep to a normal routine. Perfect. No, that's all good then. I think that is about it for us then. It's probably time for us to say goodbye to all the listeners at home.
Goodbye, everyone.
Nice one, Vespa. This is the first time we've actually done anything like this over the phone. We might have to do this a little bit more. Maybe. We'll see how it goes. Anyhow, it's been great speaking to you, Vespa.
You too.
Take care of yourself.
You
I
too.
am going to say goodbye.
Bye.
See you later. Bye-bye. Well, that was Vesper, everybody. Thank you very much. Just before we do go, we have a quick little message from Sasha with some of her work.
The Mad Hatter is quite a fashionable person in the movie Alice in Wonderland. He is a wild-eyed character with a bow which sits on top of a very strange suit. Of course, he wears a hat with 10 over 6 on the bearing piece of cardboard. It could mean 10 shillings and 6 pence for a trade.
Thank you very much, Sasha. Superb to actually have you email that across so that we could use it here for the podcast. And hopefully, now more people will also do the same. Well, that's about it for this week. Hopefully, you've all had a great week. You've all been enjoying the sun in some shape or form. Please do stay safe and stay positive. Let us know if there's anything that we can do to help you. And we look forward to speaking to you soon. Take care now. Bye. And click stop. Okay, that was just my wife. Let me know that there's a queue outside the co-op. Sorry about that. What are you still doing listening to this? You know it has ended, and yet you're still listening to it. Okay, let's give you another little question. What do the numbers 12 and 4 have in common?